Count Oswald Williams, Count Ossie. All right, so Count Ossie was the figure who united previous African traditions like Kumina drumming and Buro drumming into what became quantified as the Nyabingi style of Rastafari drumming, the true music of the followers of Rastafari. Reggae music is outside of that, and Count Ossie and that traditional style of heartbeat drumming appears on a lot less reggae than you'd think, although apparently it's the basis for the one-drop style developed by Carlton Barrett and used behind many, many tunes by the original, by Bob Marley. So, anyway, that was Count Ossie right there with the Sound Dimension at Studio One, and the tune is Kinshasa. All right, you're in tune to Ja Red right here, 3:01 p.m. It is WRUV-FM Burlington, 90.1 on your dial and available online at WRUV.org, where you can stream live or listen to the archives up to a week later with full playlist located at spinatron.com/WRUV. Connect with me in any way, shape, or form, facebook.com/JaRed802 or on Instagram, DJ Ja Red. More music after a couple quick announcements here.
In order to maintain the iconic industries that define Vermont's rural charm, hundreds of migrant workers are forced to experience unjust working conditions. The dairy industry, in particular, is a key culprit of mistreating Vermont's roughly 1,500 migrant workers. According to MigrantJustice.net, an immigrant-led organization seeking economic justice for migrant workers in Vermont, Vermont migrant workers often work up to 60 to 80 hours per week, and are systemically excluded from worker and housing rights protections that other Vermonters are entitled to. What can you do to help? Start by learning about where your milk and other dairy products come from. Are the conditions at these farms equitable and humane, or do your dairy products lead to the exploitation of migrant workers? Thanks to the work of Migrant Justice's Milk with Dignity program, around 65 farms in Vermont and New York are covered under the program, in which workers are offered fair wages and humane labor and housing conditions. Check out MigrantJustice.net to learn more about this issue here in Vermont. This message is brought to you by your DJs at WRUV-FM Burlington.
WRUV in Burlington, Vermont. WRUV, Burlington, Vermont. One love, one heart, one destiny, and Bob will see you soon. Harry, Rasta, you know.
All right, WRUV-FM Burlington, moving forward with Mr. Ken Booth.
Try to live.
Mr. Ken Booth, he said, if you don't reach Studio One, it's like you're not going anywhere. Live good, Mr. Ken Booth. Next up, another Studio One stalwart for many decades, actually, who even lived on the premises, the one and only Dudley Sibley. Right, wrapping up the Rude Boy era, which was like 1966, and going into that release year, which is 1967. Run, Boy, Run, Dudley Sibley right there over at Studio One. Next up, actually take it back to the earlier part of the 60s. This is a tune that actually predates the existence of Studio One, but it was done by Clement Dodd as producer, who eventually went on to own Studio One. So this is pre-Studio One. Coxone Dodd production. Basil Gabadon, very well known singer in that time. Actually, different tune here. This one is piano player Aubrey Adams leading it out, but like I said, same early pre-Studio One Coxone Dodd production.
Shuffle. No, wiggle, we shovel.
I messed up as usual. That was the one and only Derek Morgan, early recording, early 60s recording for Pre-Studio One, Coxone Dodd. Next up, I actually have the Aubrey Adams right here, top level piano player who had a huge career playing live music and also a limited career doing recorded music in Jamaica, mainly during the late part of the 50s and the early 60s. Aubrey Adams, Stew Peas and Corn Flakes. Big bad Aubrey Adams on piano right there. The Dewdropper is backing him, and the tune is Stew Peas and Cornflakes for producer Clement Kotz Coxone Dodd, previous to his ownership or his development of Studio One. All right, next up, Don Drummond's. Less than 5 years later, Don Drummond would die abandoned in a mental hospital, incarcerated there after committing a murder. All right, the troubled genius of Mr. Don Drummond. I should mention, too, that on the last track, the Aubrey Adams, Stew Please, and Cornflakes, the trombone player on that track was Mr. Rico Rodriguez, who in those days was considered to be the other top star of the trombone in the fledgling Jamaican recording scene. But he transferred, or he moved to the UK short around that same time, and as a result never appeared on a lot of Jamaican-based recordings, but appeared on UK-based stuff, including the original versions and the remade two-tone version of Rudy, A Message to You, and that was Rico Rodriguez from the previous tune. All right, that last one was Don Drummond's Cool Shade, coming from In Memory of Don Drummond's Studio One album. All right, next up, we got another Don Drummond tune here. So Don Drummond plays trombone here alongside the aforementioned saxophone master, Roland Alfonso. Heaven and Earth, Don Drummond and Mr. Roland Alfonso right there over at Studio One, or yeah, that possibly was Studio One or previous to Studio One. Let me look here. All right, Heaven and Earth, Don Drummond's and Roland Alfonso came out in 1964, so that was recorded at Studio One. And so was this. Della Humphrey at Studio One with a tune called Dreamland, as it's known in Jamaica. And for a long time, people credited it and thought that Bunny Wailers had written it, and likely he told people he had written it. But it was actually written by an obscure New York City or New York State soul group called El Tempos and released in 1964 as My Dream Island, but went on to become a Jamaican classic as Dreamland. All right, next up, another great female performance from Studio One, Hortense Ellis with Secretly.
We didn't have to.
All right, that was a big one for Hortense Ellis, Secretly. Studio One recording, and her brother Alton Ellis was a top star at Studio One, Treasure Isle, and other places. We'll hear from him before the show's over. We've got about a half an hour left. You're in tune to Ja Red right here, Jamaican R&B, ska, rocksteady, and early reggae. Next up, one of the great recordings, female recordings from Studio One, was an album called Jerry Jones Live at the Kingston Hotel. And Jerry Jones was actually an American singer from Alabama, but made a wonderfully soulful recordings at Studio One. Here she is with There's a Chance for Me.
You tried mending them together right from the start. I needed love you gave me your all. You were always there at my beck and call, and I just reached out and you gave me your hand. Your eyes told me that you understand. Let me tell you, there's a chance for you, just let me tell you.
Well, soulful Jerry Jones, there's a chance for me. All right, keep it soulful, Prince Buster.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You left your picture on my table. I kissed the lips, it doesn't kiss me back. Oh, gee, I miss you so. I wish your picture was you. I tried my best to replace you. No harbor girl can take your much sorrow, so much pain. They say love gives every man a broken heart. Oh, tell me, darling, why did we have to part? 'Cause you know that you paint your picture in my memory. Every night I see you in my dream. Gee, I miss you so. I wish your picture was you. I wish your picture was you. Even though you don't write me.
Oh, Prince Buster feeling sad there. I wish your picture was you. And that one is from his album Sister Big Stuff. It's his own production, of course, Prince Buster right there. All right, next up, speaking of pictures, one of my most favorite Jamaican tunes of all time, Freddie McKay. Does it have to be there? Freddie McKay, well soulful right there. Early reggae business from the one and only Studio One. All right, speaking of that, next up, the Viceroys.
You gotta ride it and the wrong way. You gotta be smart like me.
You got to lose and gain. Lose and gain.
If you got a heart, a heart like mine,
you wouldn't sit down,
no,
and cry all the time.
I mean,
you got a hundred times to lose, you got a hundred times to gain.
But if you want to be smart like me,
you got to lose and gain, lose and gain.
Wesley Tinglin's group, the Viceroys. In life, you got to give and take. You got to lose and gain. All right, next up, the promised Mr. Soul of Jamaica, Alton Ellis. Well, there's a reason they call him Mr. Soul of Jamaica, or called him the legendary gone but never forgotten Mr. Alton Ellis right there. The tune was It's True, and more from Alton Ellis right here, a little thing called Reason in the Sky. Testify. Man, I love Alton Ellis. Here's one more from him.
Desires to love you more. I need now that you're gone. I just can't go on, girl. It's just like a disgrace. And I can't take to see you and a girl must make you fly.
Many days. All right, we can't. That was Mr. Alton Ellis, of course, at Studio One. We can't play all this music without playing one of the forming members of the Scatolites back in 1964, legendary Scatolites, and he was only 14 years old, believe it or not. The one and only Jackie Mitu, resident keyboard king for Studio One. Thank you. All right, and that was the one that Eric Rickenbacker Freda was talking about playing guitar on when he said Fat Girl and all those tunes. I Need a Fat Girl Tonight, originally by the Heptones in a vocal, but they're done as an instrumental mega hit called Ram Jam by Mr. Jackie Mittoo on organ. All right, one last one here before I get out of here, and it's Freddie McKay over at Studio One.
Marlon WRUV, greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Selassie I, Jah Rastafari.
Ever
one
living.
Love, one heart, one destiny. Yes, I ain't in this time of struggle. And don't take on the world stress. Yes, good positive vibration for soul liberation. Zion train is coming our way. Get on board. Don't delay. Sometime we're short of word. Irie, one love, Rasta.
Running.
You either love it, hate it, or used to be on the track team in middle school. Well, this is your sign to get out there and go for a run. If you're listening in the greater Burlington area, there are so many places to run, whether it's on the bike path, in the Intervale, or just around your neighborhood, there's so much availability. So grab those sneakers, whether they're collecting dust in your closet or sitting right by your front door, and get out there. Go as long as you want, maybe half a mile, 1 mile, 5 miles, whatever you're feeling. And if you really get into running, you can run in your local races here in Burlington, or maybe one day city-level marathons. This has been a message from your running-loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
All right, it is good to keep physically active. That was the end of my show for today. 4 o'clock on the dot. You're in tune to WRUV FM Burlington, 90.1 on your dial, and available online at WRUV.org, where you can stream live or listen to the archives up to a week later with full playlists located at spinatron.com/WRUV.